You're listening to SBS News.
4-year-old Kopika and 2-year-old Tanaka have spent most of their childhood in detention. Advocates have long held concerns for the children's health and now also for their safety. Friend of the family Angela Frederick says the 2-year-old had been playing when a heavy whiteboard fell off the wall and onto her head. She says the father claims that a short while later the child started vomiting, but medical treatment was not immediately offered.
Basically, the guards had to actually argue with management, who seemed to think it was no big deal. And we're talking about a 2-year-old with a potential head injury.
She says 5 hours later, Tanaka was finally taken to hospital after vomiting continued. However, the next morning, New Zealand journalist and friend of the family, Rebecca Holt, says she received a frantic phone call from the girl's mother, Priya, to say the child's health had deteriorated.
Priya was hysterical. During that phone call, she was beside herself, and I had struggled to understand what was happening. And then when she said, Tanaka has fallen over, she can't walk, I actually hung up and called their lawyer immediately because I thought this is a serious medical situation, potentially.
Tanaka was returned to hospital. SBS has cited documents diagnosing the child with a minor head injury. That's disputed by the Department of Home Affairs, which says an incident involving a whiteboard occurred. However, the child did not sustain any injuries from this incident. It says the family was offered medical treatment several times and declined, and at no point was the family denied medical care. The Melbourne Detention Centre activity room where the accident happened has been a play area for the last 17 months since the family were taken from their residence in the rural Queensland town of Biloela and detained. The children's mother Priya has told SBS Radio's Tamil program the facility is not set up for toddlers, and she fears a lack of social interaction and playtime is robbing her girls of a childhood.
My children have been distressed so long due to the detention. I wish a safe life for them. We were hard-working and law-abiding people all along. I plead the minister to reconsider and accept and allow us to live in Australia.
SBS has also been shown hospital documents diagnosing the girls with vitamin D deficiency and serious dental decay that requires surgery. Angela Frederick says they did not have these issues before they were detained.
There's been a lack of sunlight, which has led to vitamin D deficiencies, as well as malnutrition due to lack of fresh fruit and veg, which I really stress is not on the part of the parents.
Last month, detention authorities also allegedly denied the family a birthday cake brought in by friends for Tanaka. Rebecca Holt says the girls' parents are doing all they can to try and give the girls a normal life, but it's difficult.
Doing some colouring in and all of these kind of things. So they work really hard to try and protect them from the realities of that situation, but it's just not possible.
The Tamil family has exhausted almost all options to remain in Australia. They're currently awaiting a decision on a protection application for their youngest child. Senator Christina Keneally has written an open letter to the Immigration Minister calling for a review of the family's case and disputing Peter Dutton's claim that he's removed all children from detention in Australia. Mr. Dutton maintains the immigration facility is not a detention centre. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.